Hello, welcome to the Thursday, August 6th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Boston, Massachusetts. Great update from Brad again about changes to traffic patterns associated with the nuclear exploit kit in August. So if you are tracking these exploit kits, if you are in charge of detecting infection, you probably want to see what he wrote up here. He walked sort of through everything, starting with the Bing search that leads the user to infected websites, down all the way from the JavaScript to the actual exploit kit that then, in this case, installs crypto ransomware. Again, plenty of patterns and such to use, for example, for your proxy server in order to detect infected users inside your network. And ICANN's website got breached, which is in so far significant that ICANN is responsible for a lot of the numbering assignment and things like DNS, root DNS servers. So they are quite an important organization. Now, the website itself was just their public-facing portal. Everybody can set up an account there. It's not anything operational. On the good note here is the passwords were hashed with Bcrypt. On the other hand, something that surprised me a little bit is they said that the passwords actually didn't leak from ICANN itself, but from a third-party service provider. So not 100% sure how this all worked. Maybe they're using some kind of outsourced identity management solution or something along those lines. And Google today made an announcement to change the way Android updates are being distributed. As an Google Nexus user, you should expect monthly updates going forward with security fixes. This will affect all Nexus devices going back to Nexus 4. So that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. So also including the tablets and Nexus Player. This will continue going forward. Now, the problem is that many Android devices are not being made by Google. Google states that they will provide their partners, which is the Samsungs and the like, with monthly bulletins for these updates. Also, the security fixes will be made public as part of the Open Android project. In the past, it has been an ongoing problem that Google doesn't really control many of the devices that run Android. So manufacturers often delay patches, and then additional delays are being introduced by carriers. Now, if you have a Google Nexus device, the update will come directly from Google and not involve your carrier. And if you're running WordPress, there is an important security update for you, WordPress 4.2.4. It does fix three cross-site scripting vulnerabilities and a SQL injection vulnerability. So certainly make sure that you apply this update quickly. And Filippo Valsorda did publish an interesting proof of concept exploit of, well, not exactly a vulnerability, but an odd behavior of SSH. Whenever you connect to an SSH server, no matter what username you use, all your public keys are being sent to that SSH server. Now, that in itself is not a huge problem. After all, these are your public keys, but because your public keys are often public, and in this case, GitHub, for example, published all public keys used with GitHub, the SSH server can identify you even if you specify a different username. Pretty neat trick. If you want to play with this, the SSH server that he set up is whoami.filippo.io. That's filippo.io. In addition to alerting you that your public key is, well, publicly known, this SSH server will also alert you if you enabled authentication forwarding. With this setting, any root user on an SSH server that you connect to can log into other SSH server as you, because essentially you're passing your secret key to that SSH server after you log in. In order to prevent your public key from being sent to the SSH server, you need to disable the default identifier that you may have configured, and instead you need to set up specific identifier settings for each server that you connect to, which of course can be a little bit cumbersome. Well, that's it for today. Again, this podcast is brought to you and it's supported by ThreatStop.com. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.